Deep Fried Geeks presents Movies with a Movies with a
Larry, get off your phone.
Oh, a teen.
Hey! What's up, movie files and movie geeks and geeks and deep fried jeers, as Tom Tom likes to say.
What? Really?
This is Matt Man.
And Larry.
Coming at you with another edition of
Movies with a Teen.
Boom! It's been a while. A couple months, I think.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah. This is only our third episode, believe it or not.
We've done more.
Yeah.
But they've all sucked. Yeah.
And I can never get you to do one. It's like pulling teeth.
And then when we do record one, the mic is either not plugged in or it's not recording.
Yep. Or you drop a couple F-bombs and you're not comfortable posting it.
Funny.
It's hard to pry you away from your phone and your Twitters and your Snapchats and all that stuff. Your hashtags.
My hashtags? Who uses hashtags?
It's hard to
anymore?
Get you away from those hashtags. Too busy being woke.
It's hard to get you away from the hashtags.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Hey, Larry. Happy Halloween!
It's fall.
Yeah. Well, happy fall time!
Well, all of October is Halloween, so.
So, yes, it is in the middle of October, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've been celebrating fall today. What have we been doing?
Carving pumpkins, making pumpkin seeds, eating donuts, watching Twilight Zone, Addams Family, what else? Halloween music.
Treehouse of Horror.
Treehouse of Horror.
Simpsons Treehouse
so
of Horror.
Good. What else?
We watched Nightmare Before Christmas, too.
Oh, Nightmare Before Christmas.
It's been a busy, busy day.
Yep.
Whew, I'm
exhausted. Trying to think of what else we've done. I feel like we've done more.
We have pumpkin coffee.
Oh, yeah. Pumpkin coffee and apple cider.
It wasn't pumpkin spice coffee. It was actual pumpkin coffee.
You had pumpkin spice coffee like 2 weeks ago.
I did have pumpkin spice coffee 2 weeks ago. Don't rat me out. And so I've been a little bit of a fall overload, huh?
It's been amazing.
It's been an amazing day.
Amazing. I love fall.
Because when you're in Florida, you have to force feed fall into your mouth.
Yeah.
It's like being a fat guy at a buffet, but you're really hungry, and then you eat, but you don't know when the next time you're going to go to a buffet is.
So you eat as much as you can.
More and more and more to where you feel like you're going to throw up. And then you start to get, like, the meat sweats, but you just keep shoving it in your throat. That's kind of what today's like.
That's, like, a very detailed description. You've been thinking about it for a while. The reason I don't like fall in Florida is because, like, the leaves don't change color really.
Right.
And, it takes a long time for it to get kind of cold.
Yeah,
but it doesn't get
chilly. It was probably in the high 80s again today still,
yeah,
right?
It's going to be like the low 70s later this week, but that's still sad.
We had a cold front last week. It was like a day.
A day, like went to like
half
75.
A day maybe.
And then went back up to like 90.
Woke up in the morning, I was like, oh, this is nice. Nice fall weather. And then it was...
By like 1, it was like 89.
So by the time people are experiencing snow, we'll be experiencing some cooler weather. Probably.
Like 70 degrees.
So, we're going to be diving into a first tonight.
First.
Are you excited?
It's always a first.
It is always a first.
I think you forgot about that.
It is, but this is a first into a genre, pretty much.
Not really. Remember that TV show on Netflix that we watched where it was like the guy that killed the people that he was protecting? I forgot the name of it.
The guy that he
and
killed.
And he spilled
he
acid
protecting.
On somebody. He threw somebody in an acid container. That wasn't really a movie. Well, yeah, it was a movie. I've seen a horror movie before.
Oh, that was...
What was it called? I'm trying to remember, but it was like there was
It was with John Goodman.
Yeah.
And it was off of Cloverfield. I think it was called Cloverfield Lane, I think it was called.
I hated that.
That's not really a horror movie. That's more of a suspense thriller.
Part of it was horror, though.
It was pretty scary. It's spoilers if you haven't seen the movie, but it's based off the Cloverfield movie. And John Goodman is kind of like a doomsday prepper. And he gets this girl and puts this girl in a bunker and this other guy. And is telling them it's the end of the world. But you don't know if he's telling the truth or not.
Then
he's
goes messing crazy. With their heads
and doing messed up stuff. And he goes crazy and kills the other guy. And
chases the girl.
Puts him in acid. And oh my God. Pretty hardcore. And then the girl breaks out and realizes that he was right all along.
Yep.
And it was the end of the world. That was more of a suspense thriller.
I guess, yeah.
This is an actual horror genre. Probably one of the movies that start, like, really helped kick off the horror genre and really get it going.
Is it that old?
It's pretty old. So, the movie we're talking about is Carrie. I've seen Carrie a couple times. A lot when I was younger. I haven't seen it probably in a pretty long time. I remember it being pretty messed up and being pretty scared.
How Carrie, old are you?
I don't know, maybe 11 or 12. I watched a lot of horror movies when I was young. Grandpa was not a very good dad. And Grandpa was a good dad. Grandpa was a dad that didn't have any boundaries. So, like, I was watching Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, when I was 6 and 7 years old. So, I watched horror movies when I was pretty young.
So, then Carrie
made
you scared? So, is this going to make me scared?
It's a different kind of horror movie. So it's not like, it's a horror movie with heart and that you can understand and sympathize with the people in it.
I feel like I've heard of it.
Unlike other horror, it's not really a slasher horror movie. It's a supernatural horror film. So what year do you think it came out in?
1950.
Oh, no, not that long
ago. 1972.
Yeah. Close. 1974.
I was about to say that.
It came out after Jaws, I believe.
I fall asleep through Jaws every single time I try to watch it.
Jaws is good, but you can't get past the first hour. Mm-mm. You always fall asleep right before all the good stuff happens.
Yep.
Carrie... really kind of, the reception of it was pretty good. A lot of people gave it great reviews. It was it earned $14.5 million in theater rentals.
Oh, wow.
By January 1978. It was the first horror movie to win Emmys.
Then it must be pretty good.
Or win awards. Academy Awards, not Emmys. Emmys is TV. Mm-hmm. They were nominated for several awards. Huh. Sissy Spacek, who played Carrie, was nominated for Best Actress. The film also won grand prize at a film festival. So, do you know Roger Ebert? He's the two thumbs up guy. That's a little too old for you, even. There used to be a critic show called Siskel and Ebert.
Okay.
And it was these two old men. And they would watch movies, and then they would give it ratings. They would give it either two thumbs up or a thumbs up or a thumbs down or whatever. He said it was the best scary, funny movie since Jaws. No, that's not what he said. That's what Pauline Kyle
said. Wait, is it the TV show?
He said it was absolutely spellbinding horror movie.
Is it the TV show where it's like the guy and then like a puppet and they watch the movie on the TV for like 40? Like,
no, that's Mystery Science Theater.
I love that so much. Okay, that's what I thought of because they talk and make fun of it the entire time. So
what have you ever heard about Carrie? Have you ever heard anything about it?
Not really. I've just heard of the name, I think, from you and, like, Tom.
Okay.
Well, I mean, Tommy Two Stars and stuff talking about it, but yeah. I think that's it.
That's about it,
yeah,
huh?
I haven't really heard anything about it.
So, if you had to guess what Carrie was about, what do you think the plot of the movie would be?
Well, you said it wasn't a slasher movie. So, obviously, right. It's not somebody going around killing everyone. So I'm guessing it's based on a girl.
Okay.
And maybe, I don't know, do I just make something up?
Okay. Yeah, we always just redo this. I know,
it's been a while,
remember?
Okay?
Okay.
I'm guessing a girl, like, named Carrie goes kind of crazy. It has, okay. Like, you said it was supernatural, too.
Why so. Do you think she goes, like, why do you think she goes crazy?
She's probably a bad past, something happens, or she's just not mentally stable.
Okay.
Either one of those.
So, what, like, how does she go crazy? Like, how does she kill people, you think?
I'm just going to go with the basic horror movie answer. I'm going to go, like, with an axe.
She just goes around killing. So, axe. What kind of sends her over the edge, you think?
I'll just make up something funny.
No, you got to actually
something
what
actually?
You think. Yeah.
Probably, like, I don't... Like I said, like a bad past. Like, something
okay.
happened.
So, what happened to her?
She was, like, abused as a kid, maybe?
Okay. So she just got beat up by her parents a lot.
And treated poorly.
And so then she decided to, what, kill her parents, you think?
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. No, maybe.
Okay.
I know there's a horror movie that's like that. I learned about it.
Who do you think is the first person she kills?
Maybe, like, a person or a thing.
I don't know.
Because a lot of, like, people in horror movies or, like, actual people in real
You've
life,
never
they
seen
start
horror
with.
Movies.
I hear about horror movies oh, okay. from you guys. I hear about horror movies from people. I'm just too scared to watch them.
Okay.
Like, people will kill, like, animals before humans.
Okay. And so then you think she, like, kills a cow with an axe?
What the heck? No, it kills, like, small animals first, okay. and then kills something huge, like her mom, maybe.
So she goes around and she just starts killing small animals because she's like, angry with an axe?
Yeah. All
right. So what kind of small animals do you think she kills first?
Spiders, lizards, and then go.
She goes, she sees a spider on her wall, and she just grabs an axe and starts hacking at her wall? Okay.
I'd do that.
And then she just kind of graduates. So how big like, of an animal does she get to before she kills her mom?
Oh, this is so sad. I don't want to bring up bigger animals because I like all big animals. Maybe a cat.
A cat?
A cat.
Okay.
I don't like
so
cats.
Then a cat is just, after that, she's like, my blood loss is too big now. Now I got to kill some peeps.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what is her purpose for killing all these things and people?
Her bad past.
Okay. And what's her end result is she hoping for?
Everybody be dead.
She just wants to kill everybody?
Yes.
Okay. How do you think the movie ends?
Everybody dead.
Everybody
or her
dies.
Dead. Her, she's probably dead.
She's dead? So yeah. It ends like her laying just dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or in prison, either. <I don't know. laughs> You're probably laughing because you know the movie, so you probably think my opinion or like what
I don't know. It's pretty close.
Really? Are you serious?
You want to see a picture of the VHS
yeah.
cover? Okay. So that's what the VHS cover
axe?
Looked like.
Oh, shoot.
We almost dumped over a whole vase of flowers.
What the heck?
That's the VHS cover.
Is she burned? Like, is that... What the
I
heck
know,
is that?
That's creepy, right?
No, that's scary.
If you want to
Only
pull up her the IMDb page, you can see the picture we're looking at.
If you
it's like the VHS cover.
So it's about prom. And it says, if they only knew she had the powers. So she has like powers?
Yeah, maybe.
Austin powers?
What kind of powers do you think she has? She has Austin powers? She's like, yeah, baby. Randy. Okay.
Well,
you
want to
wash my
like,
twig and berries?
She looks like she's like on fire or something.
Okay.
Or like she's standing
so
in
she
front
can,
of a flame. Maybe she like.
Create fire with her mind?
Maybe. Like okay. like 11. Use her mind to
Ooh,
do
like
things.
Stranger Things?
Yeah.
All right. So it gives you a little bit more look into the movie.
That like Loki looks really scary. Like just that.
That it's not Loki, that's Carrie.
Loki. You know what I mean.
Low key?
Like low key.
Is that a...
Like high key.
What does that mean? Is that some new teenager
you.
Lingo?
It's been around for a while. It's like it kinda's like that.
Hey, that's low key. Me and Tom Tom started saying low key. People think we're talking about Thor's brother, Loki. Low key. So what does that mean?
Little,
low key.
Like
it's just like on the down low.
Yeah, kind of. Like just I'm like low key bit. Sad. I am low key hungry.
So that means I'm low a little key, hungry.
Yeah, and then like high keys, like I'm like really like up the top.
So you thinking this
I don't know
is
how
a,
to describe
you're
it.
You thinking this is a low key horror movie? Is that
no.
what you're saying?
No, that's not what I meant.
Oh, what did you mean then?
Like, okay. It looks really scary.
It looks really, so yeah. It looks high key scary.
Okay, let's just move on from that. Okay, it looks really
Does
creepy.
Does it look Nike scary?
I'm gonna hit you with all these pieces of paper.
So do you think you're gonna like Carrie?
So
remember your rating scale?
Oh, we need to change that.
I know what you're wanting to do. So one was like the lowest star you can get, and that was like for you, Monty Python and a Holy
oh
Grail.
God, I hate that
most
movie.
Most horrible movie ever.
It was horrible.
To the best move, the best entertainment you've seen was Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah.
But now you want to change that? Pretty Little Liars isn't the top anymore?
Yeah.
What's the top now?
You're going to get a lot of people are going to be like, oh my gosh, like she's crazy. Because a lot of people don't like the show.
Okay.
Like either Riverdale or High School Musical. I've been watching so much High School Musical recently. It's not even funny. Like I watched like both of the movies. Like,
so you think High School Musical is better than like Star Wars?
Well, because it's like iconic in my life, and like it was my childhood and stuff.
So it's important to you. It's your
it's
heart.
It's important to me, yeah. But probably Riverdale it's because heart, that's huh? like the best show ever.
Riverdale's
it's
pretty
so
good too. You like Archie and Jughead?
Yeah.
I have not watched it.
You need to watch it.
But I will get you some Archie comics.
Okay.
All right. So where is Carrie going to be on that scale between Mighty Python and the Holy Grail and High School Musical and Riverdale?
Okay, let's just change High School Musical to Riverdale.
Okay, just Riverdale.
Just Riverdale.
Okay.
And then it'll probably change next time that we do another podcast. But I'd probably say I won't use the genre as like a...
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe like a 5 or maybe a 6.
A 5 or a 6?
6 maybe, 6 or
okay.
7.
Okay,
I don't know.
So just kind of okay?
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to be super scared?
I get scared easily.
Do you think you're going to have nightmares?
I always get nightmares.
So should we maybe not watch it?
We're going to watch it.
Okay. You've been wanting to watch some horror movies.
I know.
So I think this is a. I think Carrie is a good start.
I want to watch Happy Death Day. So.
Yes, I think Carrie is a good introduction to get into Happy Death Day.
Okay.
All right. So you want to go do this?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. All right. We'll be back and let you know if how good Carrie is. Back to you. It's gonna seem like we've been gone a second, right? But to us, we're gonna be
gone
a couple
like,
hours, a while.
Yeah, a long time.
A long, maybe a couple weeks.
Probably, most likely.
So are you ready to see if Carrie is high key or low key?
Oh my god.
And we'll be back. And we're back. Well, that was awkward. Larry's not joining us. She did not really like the movie that much. You need to be... Apparently, when you're watching movies with your teenager, you need to preview the movie or re-look up what was in the movie. Completely forgot that like the first 10 minutes of Carrie was a big shower scene with a bunch of naked girls and Carrie bleeding and getting tampons thrown at her. Didn't remember that at all. So that started out kind of awkward. Had to fast forward through it. Then she was pretty bored throughout the movie. Creeped out by the mom. Probably more than anything. Carrie's mom she was pretty creeped out by. And then there was like a sexual act scene that they didn't show anything. But they kind of showed acts of sexual nature. And it freaked her out too. And then she really kind of dug the end. When Carrie kind of freaked out on everybody and was covered in blood and killing everybody. That was probably the scariest part. She covered her face, was super freaked out. Not what she thought it was going to be. Definitely not a horror movie. Madman got in trouble. But it worked out okay. Larry said she would maybe give it a 5, mainly because of the end of the movie. So at least we know now in future, if I need to, if we're going to do a movies of the teen, I need to do some research and remind myself what's in this movie before we watch it. So probably no Friday the 13th or anything like that in the future. Larry overall is not a big horror fan, I don't think. So, that was Movies with the Teen for this part of, for our spooky Halloween episode. Thanks for joining us. If you want to give us any feedback on what you want us to watch in the future, let us know, share it on our Facebook page, shoot us an email. You can find out, you can contact us at Deep Fried Geeks. You can also email us at deepfriedgeeks@gmail.com. Find our Facebook page, Deep Fried Geeks, or Instagram or Twitter, too. Thanks for joining us. Do you want to say anything, Larry?
Bye. See you guys later. Carrie was awful.
Keep calm and geek on.